Yes. Okay. Okay.
Great. Just a little last minute planning here. So in this quarter hour, we're going to talk about the venerable bomber jacket. There's always a great interest in World War II era nose art, bomber jackets, things like that. Well, there's a book that's on its way to you at some point from commercial photographer John Slemp, and we're talking with him today. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And also Leanne Patterson, who does operations and business work as part of, is that right, as part of John's activities?
Yeah, kind of a promotional strategist,
she
trying
told,
to get the corporations involved.
She told me she's the brains. I'm just repeating what I heard. Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've seen John
nice
in
to be
years.
So, John, you have this project that you're putting together. If you're on the webcam, I've got John's prototype book here called Bomber Boys, World War II Flight Jacket Art. And so this project is a capturing of jackets, the people who wore them, and the stories behind them. Mm-hmm. How did you decide to turn this into a project?
To be honest with you, it was a whim. That jacket you're showing right there on the left was the first one I photographed in the series, and I belong to EAA 690 in Lawrenceville, just outside of Atlanta, and I put the word out through the chapter if anybody had one. Sure enough, they had one. They brought one in. I'm like, this is cool. So
yeah.
I photographed it, and I sent an email to Dorothy Cochran, who's a curator at the Smithsonian, who I knew through Women in Aviation, just to tell her this is something I'm working on, right? 58 minutes later, I get a separate email from their curator of the Aviation Clothing Collection. He says, we have 15 jackets out of work for your project. When can you be here? And I'm like, this is cool. and it's gone from there. You know, I was just interested in the artwork originally.
Yeah.
And once I got into it, I realized, you know, these were real guys. They had real experiences. I'm a veteran myself, so I got that part of it. And at that point, I started researching what was out there. You know, and there are several books out there, and they have pictures of the jackets, but they're not professionally done, and they didn't really have much in there about the guys. And I was like, that's a shame, you know? I mean, why don't we marry it up? And so that was the genesis of it, to be honest with you.
Context. I mean, that was what we were talking about earlier, is that it's just a bomber jacket to someone that is young,
right?
But when you tell the story, that's what makes it come alive.
Yeah.
And I think this is really a great project. And but again, when you started photographing jackets, people would say, "Okay, somebody holds it up, take a picture of a jacket." But that is certainly not what we see here.
No.
The setup is what exactly to shoot a jacket?
Basically, I have a 4x4 piece of plexiglass that's up off the floor about a foot, and I illuminate it from underside, and then I put a light on top coming across it, breaking across it essentially so I can see texture. And then I have what we call fill cards, or just three big foam core cards that bounce the light back towards the subject. And I get up on a ladder and shoot down on it. And so I wanted to isolate the background. I didn't want to do a lot of Photoshop work after the fact. And I'm shooting it with a really high resolution medium format camera, so you can make prints as big as this table now look fantastic. And I've got an exhibition coming up this fall in Atlanta at the Art Institute of Atlanta, part of the Atlanta Celebrates Photography event that happens all month in October. I've had one small exhibition in Atlanta, and one lady came who had brought a jacket locally. Her dad's jacket from California was sent to her, and then she brought it to me. And it was that picture, one of the several up in the exhibition. And she came, and she literally stood in front of that print for 2 hours. I mean, literally stood in front of it. And at the end of the day, you know, we were leaving, closing up, she said, "You have no idea what this means to me." You know, and that's happened more and more, more than once, I should say.
Well, you're still meeting new bomber jackets, even this week, you just mentioned earlier. Tell that story.
Yeah. Well, it was a surprise, to be honest with you. You know, Jan, I've known through Women in Aviation International several years, and she sent me an email out of the blue. She had recently befriended a couple in California. She had some custom jewelry made, And she was talking to him about the war and that sort of thing. And the lady says, wait a minute. She went upstairs and came back down, pulled it out, this jacket. And Jen's like, that's cool. I have a friend who's doing a book. Can I take it to Oshkosh? And they said no initially. And then they had it appraised and insured and appraised for, I think, about $8,000.
$8,000.
And lovely jacket. And they finally said, yeah. And so she hand-carried it to Oshkosh. And I photographed it the other night in the garage. And there it is, number 136.
Talking with John Slemp, a commercial photographer, and Leanne Patterson, marketing strategist, who are collaborating on the to-becoming photo book, Bomber Boys, about bomber jackets.
I know there are bomber jackets, obviously. Were there fighter pilot jackets?
Initially they were only issued to officers. They came into the inventory in 1931, which a lot of people don't realize. You know, they think it was a World War II thing, but it wasn't. And as the war came on, they issued them to everybody in aircrew once they graduated their training. And so, but the fighter guys wore them, the bomber pilots wore them, you know, anybody who was in the Army Air Corps, basically, that was crew, got one. And my best guess, looking at the numbers that are recorded, some years they didn't even record the numbers in the 30s on how many were produced, but a little over 700,000 were produced. But the pattern went around the world. So they were made in Australia, they were made in England, probably in India and China. You know, we were buddies with the Chinese at the time. And, you know, so, and there was a lot of custom work done, too. In Italy, you know, they had custom-made patches, same in China, and so on. So, you know, and people ask, well, who painted them? Well, lots of people painted them. Air crew painted them. A lot of times they would go off post, or off base, I should say, in Italy, wherever, and a local artisan would paint them for a carton of cigarettes or a six-pack, whatever, you know, things they could sell on the black market. So
why did they not get in trouble being no longer regulation?
Well, it was absolutely against the rules, but the casualty rates were so high at the beginning of the war in the 8th Air Force, especially 70% killed, wounded, or missing before they initiated a mission quota. And so the commanders were like, hey, these kids are 18. Let them paint whatever they want on their jackets. As long as it's not obscene, you know, they could be killed tomorrow. And a lot of them were, you know. And so it just sort of became a thing amongst the air crews. And, you know, initially I had a hard time trying to figure out how colorful do I want to make them, you know, because you can really ramp up the color saturation in the software. And at first I, you know, was kind of muted a little bit, but then I started thinking about it some more. And it's like these things, when they were new, they must have really knocked your eye out. So I've upped the saturation a touch. And I can't imagine having walked into a room full of these guys wearing these jackets. It must have been spectacular. But all we have is black and white pictures, you know. Mm. So that's another reason why, you know, I like photographing them.
That's right. I had not even thought about that until just this moment, that everything we had was in black and white.
Yeah. Let's talk about collection of the stories. Mm-hmm. You probably photographed more bomber jackets than former bombers, right? So some of these stories you wouldn't have been able to collect from the person who owned the jacket, right?
Yes, and I've done, I don't know, a dozen audio interviews. Mm-hmm. I am learning video a little bit. Between me and a friend of mine, we've done 4 video interviews, and I have access to a lot more in that regard. And we're going to try and integrate all that into the whole. But you know, I went to Asheville, North Carolina. 8th Air Force Historical Society had a little meeting up there, lunch meeting, and afterwards we went to the local library and I photographed them there and recorded interviews. And one of the guys is telling me, you know, we got to England, to Nettleshall at 8:30 at night. We're airmen, you know, we're bad guys. And they walk into the barracks and there's 30 beds and there's only 6 guys sitting on the beds. He said they started unpacking their, you know, joking and all that sort of thing. And somebody said, hey, where's everybody else? Oh, they were all shot down the last few days. He's like, the war hit home. Mm-hmm. And he said, I wrote in my diary, we unpacked in total silence. You know, and when you hear that from the guy, you know, it really hits home. It did to me. And so I think it sort of ties it all together, if you will.
Yeah. So there, did you photograph any jackets where you couldn't marry it up with the story behind it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, actually, this, you know, when I started photographing in the museums, I assumed that they had chapter and verse on who wore it and that sort of thing.
Reasonable, yeah.
That's not the case at all. Mm. It depends on when it was assessed into the collection, who the curator was, what kind of information was conveyed when the item was donated, what kind of records they keep. You know, San Diego Air and Space had that giant fire in the 70s, and a lot of their records were lost. You know, so a lot of them, I've tried to do as much homework as I can researching, but some of them I just flat don't know much about them.
But the fact that you are marrying the jackets with the stories as you are able to get to them is a wonderful service for posterity. So who's the publisher going to be?
We're going to self-publish it.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And when do you think it'll be available?
Our goal is March 1st next year. There is a production in England right now between Hanks and Spielberg. They're doing a Band of Brothers type production on the 8th Air Force. So it's going to be several episodes like that program was, and
great coattails.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to try and horn in on the action, so to speak. You know. Yeah,
that's
and,
great.
Thank you. Yeah.
John Slemp, commercial photographer and marketing strategist Leanne Patterson, talking about the forthcoming book, Bomber Boys, all about bomber jackets and stories of the people who wore them in armed conflict. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
One more quarter hour. Rob, just one.
And then what happens?
I don't know. For now, you're listening to EAA Radio.